talking people.
The best way to get you going. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Yassar. Only on the Voice of the Cape.
This is Breakfast for the next couple of minutes. The clock, we know, is ticking for Hajj travel operators to deliver on the promises to pay their Hujjaj their refunds due to their cancelled Hajj last year. So the South African Hajj and Umrah Council have released an updated list of operators who owe Hujjaj refunds. Now, for the record, we have asked a couple of Hajj operators to come on air, of which they've declined. SAWUKA President Shaheen Esop, he joins us for the next few minutes. Shaheen, assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM. We see that there has been an updated list, but I think an additional two operators were added to that list. Talk us through that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan, Ghulam, for the opportunity. I think people mustn't misinterpret or misread that. All that has basically happened is that we have been informed by Hujjaj out there that, those two operators still have outstanding balances, whether it be for airlines or whether it be for land arrangements. It is still an outstanding balance, and hence it was basically added. I must also state that, in terms of service delivery, alhamdulillah, from the onset of the process that we have embarked on with regards to accreditation of Hajj operators on an annual basis, we've obviously nestled down to about 20 Hajj operators that deliver an outstanding service in terms of their Hajj services to the pilgrims. Based on that, this is no indication of, the operators' ability to take people for Hajj or not. And I think people just need to be clear about that. This is specifically relating to monies that are still outstanding, and it is just a list of named operators, nothing else.
Okay. Now, also, Shaheen, yesterday Samtawa released a statement stated by for the 11th of February, and I quote, they say, "We inform Hujjaj that our members will not be able to meet the 20th of February 2021 deadline, and that SAWUKA are well aware of that the demand is unreasonable." And then they remind Hujjaj of the two press releases that were sent by SAWUKA, both on the 7th of May 2020 and then also on the 11th of June 2020. And what is stipulated in the press statements by SAWUKA and what SAWUKA is asking for now by the 20th, the two doesn't match up, does it?
Well, at the end of the day, let's talk about where we are right now. If we go back to the 7th of May or the 11th of June, we're 6 or 7 months away from those particular areas and those particular dates. Operators can't continue to hide behind the fact that, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is closed, or, hoteliers are not doing anything to repatriate funds. Hoteliers have basically indicated in some cases that they're going to keep credits until such time things open. What does that in turn mean to your Haji? It means that you have to find the funds as a Hajj operator to basically give the Haji that money, or alternatively communicate effectively with the Haji if the Haji wants to leave the money with you, which SAWUKA is not advising. So the point is that we're dealing with a situation here where the fiduciary duty of an operator is something that does not necessarily, does not necessarily stop as a result of things that have stopped at this point in time. Okay? I just can't understand for the life of me why we can't find a middle ground. Also, Hajj operators have been asked to come and sit with SAWUKA. This organization, Samtoa, has been asked to come and sit with SAWUKA. Not only today, not only yesterday, but we're talking about from August of last year. And yet we've not had that opportunity. They've been up to Joburg to meet other entities or other role players within the industry, so-called role players, but SAWUKA is not important enough for them to come and visit. What does that tell you, Ghulam?
Shaheen, I'm just reading through some of the points that was dated by the 7th of May, and it seems like it's consistent also with the one that came through on the 11th of June. That Hujjaj will be fully responsible for any airline cancellation fee for air tickets issued according to the airline policies and regulations. And then point three also that I think a lot of people are also a bit concerned about is that SAWUKA had issued as part of the statement that all refunds due to Hujjaj will be paid according to the Saudi principals and partners, terms and conditions once they are made known. Refunds can only be processed upon receipt of these refunds back into the operator's account. Now, when I read that, I'm trying to understand, that when he's talking about the kingdom's, terms and conditions or principles, then isn't that what we're finding ourselves in right now?
Well, let me ask you this question, Ghulam. If an operator has spoken to their counterparts and the counterpart says, we're not refunding you, we don't have the money, we're giving you a credit note in your account in Saudi Arabia, how does that impact on the Haji? How does that Haji know that he or she is going to be accredited for this year? How does that Haji know that that Hajj operator is going to be in operation for this year or for any ensuing years? How do we know that COVID-19 is not going to continue, you know, in its form for the next 24 to 48 months or 36 months? We don't know these things. So the point is that Hujjaj have come to Sauk and said to Sauk, we are in a bit of financial distress. And as a result of that, we need to get our money back from the operator. So, you know, in the previous press statement from Samtoa, they mentioned that they were in contact with their Hujjaj. Why is it then that Sauk's emails are continuously inundated on a daily basis, whether it's one, whether it's two, whether it's five? But we have to continuously cushion the blow between the Hajj operator and the Haji. All we're saying is man up. Get to the point where you can actually sit down and have a conversation with your Haji. It's between you and the Haji. The contract is not between Sauk and the Haji or Sauk and the Haji operator, but Sauk and the Haji operator has a code of conduct that has been signed. And the fulfillment of that code of conduct is principal here. Secondly, let's not steer away from the fact that Hajj operators who have paid deposits into the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia should have done so with their own money. Where is their risk in terms of this situation? They did not, according to the rules of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and this was made known to them, why did they go outside of the electronic Hajj system and make that payment? Because it was done like that over the years in the past. In the last 2 years, more tightening of controls have been implemented and taken place, and more so from a point of view that the Hajj operators knew prior to accreditation that they needed to make sure that no monies were paid outside. So if you want to pay a deposit in order not to lose the money, the accommodation, or in order to benefit from an exchange rate, use your own money. That's your risk as a business.
Okay. Now, Shane, just very quickly, one more minute, quickly. They're saying that they will not be able to meet the 20th of February 2021 deadline. Sauk is well aware that the demand is unreasonable. What's going to happen? Because clearly they're saying that they're not going to be able to meet it.
Again, I state this very, very clearly. They're telling the public that. They're telling Sauk that in a public domain. They have not formally come forth to Sauk. We understand that their, you know, leadership or their chairperson is unwell. And, you know, we sympathize with him and we ask Allah to grant Shifa and all those that are unwell as well. But at the end of the day, one person does not make up Samtoa. If that person can't come to a meeting, surely there's other representatives that can. And that's the point that we are asking. Why don't you come and sit down and talk to us? And don't tell us we're unreasonable, because this is not an 11th hour where we sprung this on you. We've been in constant communication with you. We've been in constant communication with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have no rights to talk to the hotelier because we did not contract with that hotelier. Yet we take it upon ourselves as the, you know, regulator slash administrator to do what is necessary for the benefit of expedition, to try and expedite that particular process. We have again sought out the services or the assistance of the Ministry of Hajj, the Muassasa, as well as the embassy in South Africa. You must remember that this is not something that was done in March or in May and it was left and only now we're waking up again. This is an ongoing process and we have all the necessary correspondence to prove that.
Right.
I mean, it's just mind-boggling. Man up, let's get on with the process.
Shaheen Issa, President of Sauk, shukran for your time. As always, lovely chatting to you. And Jumma Mubarak to you and your team. Let's keep an eye on this one. Come 20th.
Jazakallah khairan for the opportunity, Ghulam. All the very best to you and to everybody there.
Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.